This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Madeline Ellen Linsenmeyer was 30 years old when she died on October 7th. When her obituary was published earlier this week in the Burlington Free Press, it went viral on social media. And that's because Linsenmeyer had an addiction to opiates that eventually killed her. But her family wrote a powerful remembrance that refused to let that addiction define who she was. The obituary, instead, recalled her beautiful singing voice, her love for skiing and snowboarding, and her devotion to her young son. Those details reached far beyond Vermont, with features in the Washington Post, BuzzFeed News, and the Huffington Post, among others. The obit also asked that people who want to honor Maddie's memory should donate to the Turning Point Center in Burlington. It's a place where she received support at various times for her disease. And joining me today is Gary DeCarolis, Executive Director at the Turning Point Center. Gary, thanks so much for speaking with me today.
My pleasure.
What can you tell us about Maddie?
Maddie, like a lot of our guests at the center, was a vibrant young woman, saw the center as a safe place for her to come and meet with others that were in recovery. She was vivacious. She was warm. She was caring.
Why do you think this obituary and its message touched people so far and wide?
The beautiful thing about this obituary is they put a face on addiction. So many times, people who struggle with addictions are considered addicts or junkies or, the black sheep. And here's a human being like everyone is, with strengths and abilities and talents and warm hearts that this obituary allowed to come forth so people could actually see what's going on for people who are struggling every day of their life.
What I talked about in the introduction, her love for her child, she had a great singing voice. She seemed to be the kind of person people wanted to be around. Yeah. Do you feel that there are a lot of Maddies out there who don't get these kinds of obituaries written about them, and those are the people that are being ignored, forgotten, or as you just spoke of, classified as just, well, junkies?
Absolutely. There's across the country millions of people who struggle with addictions every day of their life. My sense is, though, by having the family do what they did, it does allow all those millions of people and thousands in Vermont have a story behind them that people are willing to find and look at and see them in a different light. It literally changed how America addresses people with addictions. The stories I'm getting through the internet, some along with donations, but some just wanting to write about how much this gave them hope that people would see them in a different light.
And you have seen an uptick in donations, haven't you?
Oh my goodness. We have had over 200 donations in the last couple of days, well over $10,000.
And this is just from all around the country?
All around the world, beyond the country. It's just profound.
If someone is struggling with addiction or has a loved one who is, what should they know about the resources that are available?
The Turning Point Center, we're one of 12 in Vermont, is a very special place and really, in my mind, a part of the solution to a lot of what's going on with the opiate epidemic. It's a safe and drug-free environment. We're open every day of the year. People can come in there and know they're going to be met with someone who also has an addiction and is in recovery. So they're going to get support. They're going to get understanding. There's over 200 programs a month that we offer within the center. Everything from yoga, meditation, 12-step programs, acupuncture, use of our computers. There's a peer support specialist on the floor all day long for them to talk with. So they're going to find a very welcoming, warm environment. Our job is to help support people in recovery, whether it's a day that they've been in recovery or 35 years.
Gary DeCarolis, I have to ask a hard question, though, here. For all that you just spoke of, all that's available for people to get help, ultimately, this couldn't save Maddie's life.
That's correct. And, I've been the executive director for 6 years now and have never experienced so much loss in my life with our guests. We help a lot and are encouraged every day by seeing people move forward in their recovery, but we still lose some, and it's heartbreaking.
As sad as this story is about Maddie, do you think ultimately the obituary that was written about her, what her family did, might save another life?
No doubt about it. I can say that 100% sure that what that family did will save many lives and will help others from even maybe perhaps going forward on a journey of using drugs and alcohol. I am forever grateful for what they did. I think it helped Vermont and it helped the country.
Gary DeCarlis is Executive Director at the Turning Point Center of Chittenden County. Thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you.